Good morning. God bless all of you. Thank you for joining in today on the Daily Devotional, A Spark of Hope. My name is Javier. I am so honored and pleasure to speak to you about the Word of God today. The core verse I want to go off of is Mark 1, verse 38. And he said to them, "Let us go on to the next towns, that I may preach there also, for that is why I came out." The thing is, in this verse, Jesus knows why he was put on this earth. And he told them where he wanted to go because he knew what God had in plan for him. Some practical steps we can take is commit to your calling. Reflect on your personal calling and how you can pursue this with the intensity demonstrated by Christ. Whenever it gets hard or when we look at our lives, think about how Jesus did it. If we're meant to be walking this life with God, how did his son do it? How are we supposed to do it? Another step we can take is do daily devotions. Dedicate time each day to read the Gospels and reflect on Jesus' relentless pursuit of his mission. Spending time with Jesus, you can't have a relationship with someone if you're not spending time with them. Dedicate time to read his word. Dedicate time to know who Jesus was, because you, like you said, can't have a relationship with somebody you don't know. The third step is engage in outreach. Identify and participate in a ministry or outreach program that aligns with your heart's calling. Pray and ask God, "Where do you want me to go, Lord? Lord, let your will be done, and wherever you want me to go, I will go with you." So fundamental questions we have is, how did Jesus prioritize his mission? And the answer is by focusing on preaching and healing. Like it says in Luke 4, verse 43, Jesus healed and preached on mountains, did whatever it took to fulfill the calling that his father put in his life. Another question is, what challenges did Jesus face in his ministry, and how did he respond? The answer is, he faced opposition and rejection, but remained focused. Like it says in John 1, verse 11, in the same way, in this ministry that God has called us to do, there may be opposition. The enemy is real, and we will have attacks, and we may be rejected. You know, some doors might not open for us, but stay focused and know that what God has started, he will finish to the end. Another question is, what should we learn about perseverance from Christ's ministry? And the answer is to be steadfast in our mission despite the challenges. Like it says in 2 Timothy 4, verse 2, Jesus said he will never tempt us beyond what we can handle. And no matter what, he says he will never leave our side. So no matter what, stay steadfast, because you won't do it alone. And he will always guide you. He will always lead you where he wants you. You know, this is a beautiful analogy I've heard, that God puts us on a leash like a dog, but he will never let us go. He may let us let out reel a little bit, but he will never let us go, because he loves us and he doesn't want us to get far away from him. So today, as you go through your day, I pray that this just put a spark of hope in your life to want to do what Jesus did, to persevere through challenges, and want to love God even more. God bless you. I pray you all have a blessed day.